This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
We're in a weird moment right now where a lot of people are cutting the cord and canceling their cable. A recent report from Convergence Consulting suggests as many as 1 in 5 households have canceled their monthly cable bill. And at the same time, a lot of companies are trying to provide options online that look kind of like the deal you had before you cut the cord. One example is streaming service Hulu, which is reportedly working on a $40 per month service that would combine live TV with shows you can stream and even a DVR to record things for later, not unlike another service called Sling TV. Meanwhile, the video sharing company Vimeo, based here in New York, bought a service called VHX this week, which might help it do more direct-to-consumer selling of its more independent content. We went to Vimeo's headquarters to sit down for a talk about the company's business with CEO Carrie Trainer. So tell me about the company you bought this week.
On Monday, we announced the acquisition of VHX, which is a platform for powering white label subscription video channels. And what that means for Vimeo is it now really completes our OTT streaming offering. That means empowering.
OTT.
OTT means over the top. Yeah. So this means, you know, independent channels of video being delivered outside of the traditional cable ecosystem or cable bundle. And Vimeo, over the past few years, has built one of the largest, if not the largest, open marketplace for creators to sell their video directly. So transactionally as a purchase or a rental. And now we offer that capability for them to launch their own channels. So you can think of it as, you know, any creator looking for access to essentially a worldwide open system like iTunes can use Vimeo on demand. And now any creator can essentially launch their own version of Netflix with a premium ad-free channel of their own videos at any price they wish, launched everywhere in the world, consumable on any device.
You mentioned Netflix. There's also Hulu. There's also HBO Go.
Yes.
You got a lot of competition. But you're also, you know, a lot of creators use your platform.
That's right.
What do you think your leg up is against these much, much bigger companies?
Well, the key difference is that Vimeo is an open platform, right? So all those other services that you cite, which are phenomenal, you know, HBO Now or Netflix, you know, they've shown this incredible interest and demand on the part of consumers for direct access to cable, to content outside of the cable bundle, but none of them are open platforms, right? So a creator can't go ring the doorbell at Netflix and say, hey, can you please put my movie in the catalog? If anything, Netflix is actually shrinking in size from a catalog perspective. It's shrunk about 30% over the last couple of years.
So let's talk YouTube then, because YouTube does that, right? You can go as a creator to YouTube, no problem, put up your content there. But YouTube's obviously not ad-free.
That's right.
You guys take a 10% cut.
That's
from
right.
creators.
Well, you have to start. Yeah, you have to start with the fundamental benefits of selling versus monetizing with advertising.
Yeah.
The thing about advertising is really to make it work, you need scale. Right? Even if you're talking about a $5 CPM at the end of the day to a creator, so $5 for every 1,000 views that they get, for a creator to generate, say, even $10, a video has to be watched 2,000 times, right? So every time you want to make $10, you have to generate 2,000 plays. So if you wanted to, say, make $100,000, that would be 20 million plays. Now, when you're selling content, you can sell something for $10, you sell it one time and you make $10. Or in the case of Vimeo, you sell it one time for $11 and we take 10% and you make $10. And so that level of scale is just much more compatible with many creators' ability to drive audiences. And then on top of that, when you're selling content, you don't have a brand interrupting your experience between
Sure.
you and your audience. So from an aesthetic perspective, from a sort of quality and premium feel of the experience perspective, and then just sort of the cold, hard economic perspective, selling content is going to be the superior path for many creators. And that's where Vimeo comes in, to give them the platform to directly sell content or offer a subscription directly to their audience.
So you're not as worried about scale, or you're worried about a smaller scale. We're sitting in your office here in this beautiful building on the west side, and on your wall you have a poster for High Maintenance.
Yes.
talk about the story of that show.
Sure. So as we built this marketplace for any creator to sell their work, we've also started investing in some of those creators to bring some of that great content that's bubbling up in the Vimeo community directly out into the world and give them funding to demonstrate, frankly, that there's this whole world of high-quality, independent creators. And whether they're true independents who don't have access to Hollywood, or they're established stars who are just looking to go direct to their audiences and have more control.
Right.
And High Maintenance was our first original investment. So this was a show that grew up on Vimeo. You know, they chose the platform organically, and because they felt that it was that home for quality content, and that's where they felt they best they could best display their work. And you know, we became fans, and the first 12 episodes or 13 episodes were available for free. And we said, "Look, we'd love to make another season with you. Let's collaborate." And so we funded them. They filmed it, including here in the office, and we launched it on Vimeo. It's has gone on to be our number one all-time bestseller. And the show has now been picked up to be a full-time series on HBO.
Right. So does that feel weird? The fact
No, I think it feels fantastic because one of the ways, back to what I was saying earlier, still HBO is not an open platform. So when we look at the world and we say, look, YouTube to me is an open system for broadcast television. Vimeo is an open platform if you want to deliver HBO-like experiences. And to have our first original program essentially prove that out literally, we consider a great benchmark and sort of a great note on where we're headed with this platform and the creator community that we have and we support worldwide. So look, we're going to continue to go deeper into our own original programming. We're going to continue to build out the marketplace for anybody to access. And, you know, we think that we're building a totally unique experience for both the creator and the audience because, you know, one of the great things about the web is it's not just a one-way pipe. You know, this is a system where viewers can discover content from all over the world that creators have put up there directly. And High Maintenance is a great example of that.
Speaking of it not being a one-way pipe, how do you think about data?
Data is obviously critical to any digital business. You know, looking at and having a feel for what's working for users, what's not working for users, whether those are creators, and we're looking at what features do they use, what are they interested in, what type of feedback do they give us, or also from viewers, likewise, what are they interested in, what kind of feedback do they give us. And really, one of the best services that we provide is to those creators, data transparency, right? So the ability for them to understand, is my content being bought? Where is it being bought? How is it being bought?
Right.
And because one of the big things that the larger services do is they really put down a veil over data, and they hold the data very close, and they don't allow partners access to that data. And that's something that we don't believe in. And so we're very, very transparent with data. You can log right in. You can look at what's going on, whether it's free content or paid content. And we think that that's a critical differentiator of the platform.
You bought this white label company this week.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next big step for you guys to try to continue to compete or create the marketplace that mm-hmm. you want to exist in the way you want it to exist?
Well, the next big step is subscriptions, and that's really why we partnered up with VHX and brought them onto the team, is because, you know, we were building out our own subscription capabilities, but this just allows us to get to market that much faster with a fully featured, robust product.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, what you're going to be seeing from us is, you know, an offering that we think now is totally unique as against. So if you look at a platform like, say, an MLBAM that someone like HBO Now uses to deliver their service,
uh-huh.
We can deliver the same world-class and, frankly, we think in many respects better level of streaming based on Vimeo's global platform. We can do it with far better pricing, so at far lower cost than them. We can do it while giving them access to our creator community, access to our global user base of 280 million users, and do it in a way that's totally transparent and flexible for them.
Are you guys profitable?
We don't disclose any of our financials publicly.
Okay. What's the strangest thing you've seen on your platform, or the most surprising thing that you've seen on your platform? What's a favorite?
You know, for me, there's always new favorites. you know, look, we're talking about one just before you joined us. Is there's a film that we actually just premiered this week called Wizard Mode, which is a new Vimeo original. It's about an autistic pinball champion, sort of, you know, channeling the Who's Tommy in real life. And he has been playing pinball all his life, and it sort of helped him with his autism, and now he is the world champion of pinball, and it's this incredible doc following his story. And, you know, so it's just that, like, to me, a piece like that really connects so many of the things that makes Vimeo special. It's a really well-made film. The filmmaker who developed it was a Vimeo staff-picked creator years ago for a short that he developed around the concept. He got funding to make the full film. We've helped him out to make it, and making it a Vimeo original, so we're going to be marketing it. And it connects with look, there's this incredible, like, passionate community around pinball, and it's a worldwide community, and it's not something that's going to be served by any of the major outlets. And then you add to it this incredible filmmaker unlocking this incredible story of this champion, and you just have this totally unique piece that I think just perfectly encapsulates all the exciting things about the Vimeo platform and community.
Kerry Trainor, CEO of Vimeo, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.